Nobody saw a pandemic coming that would lead to closures of stores and a whole lot of other things. Do you think that your store will ever reopen?
I hope so. At this point, I would say yes, but it's a scary thought because the longer it goes on, the more chances that we may not recover from it.
Jovita, how helpful have governments been so far? Have you taken advantage of any government funding?
Right now, we have applied to BDC, and we're waiting to hear back. But as far as FEBA goes, we don't qualify for that.
So at the end of the day, and the government programs, are they just loans? Are they something you have to pay back?
Yes. Yeah, they're loans.
So both of you are left with a decision now as to whether or not you go into debt in order to reopen when eventually this pandemic is over.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
How difficult of a decision is that?
Well, in one hand, can we afford to get the loan and have another monthly payment? But on the other hand, can we afford not to get it because we need money to back for startup costs and
just to pay our month-to-month bills?
Yeah, just the operating costs of the store loan.
Up until this point, I mean, your business was fairly successful, right? You were just rolling along, had your good times and your bad times, right?
Yes.
How many people did you employ?
Right now we have one employee, Jesse, and we did have, over the couple of years there, we've had two other employees with us.
But you yourselves work there?
Yes.
So in a small business, and I don't know, I have no knowledge of small business, but when this happened, do you qualify for any other government programs other than small business help? Like, in other words, are you now eligible because of COVID-19 for EI and other programs?
The only thing that we're eligible for is the personal, the ERV, I think it's called.
Yeah, the emergency response program, right.
Yeah, that's for personal. As far as the business goes, as it stands right now, no, there's nothing.
As far as government funding for the business itself, we don't qualify
for anything.
You've been talking to other business, small business people. What are they saying?
They're kind of in the same boat. We have been talking with one lady with her company, GPO. She's in the same boat as well.
And are people, for the most part, optimistic?
That's a good question. We're trying to be optimistic. We're hoping that this is going to eventually curve, I guess, as they're saying, and eventually we'll be able to reopen. We need the traffic, right? That's how you run your store. You need your customers, and if there's nobody out and about, then it's hard to make sales.
Now, I can imagine what you've been thinking at these times, dealing with a lot of stuff, but have you given any thought to how maybe the business would change after this is finally over?
We've thought about that too.
Yeah.
And what have you been thinking?
Well, we're kind of thinking, how are people going to respond after it's over and they're actually out and about? Are they going to be frivolous or are they going to be frugal? We're not entirely sure. We're hoping they're going to be frivolous and just want to, you know, for our business, of course, they're going to want to shop.
These are difficult times for a lot of people. I'm sure you've been hearing from a lot of people. You've been hearing from your patrons?
Yes. A few of them, yeah. And they're still happy that we're here, and they're hoping that everything's going to work out and that we're going to be here when it's all over.
Yeah. When you say you're here, your shop isn't open, right?
Not at the moment.
When did it close?
We closed on March 23rd.
So it's been almost a month. That's pretty hard on a small business, right?
It is very hard, yeah. Not to mention that we're missing out on special occasions, for example, Easter and Mother's Day. And, I mean, Mother's Day is the second biggest in retail.
Yeah,
I mean, so
we're going to lose out on graduation.
And graduations, and I mean, those are our money makers.
Yeah. those are big ticket items that people would be making some big purchases, right?
Yeah.
In this quarter, we lost out on the main money making holiday, and it doesn't look like we're going to open anytime soon either.
No, and you don't get any of that back. Once it's gone, it's gone.
And it's got to be pretty hard then to remain optimistic.
Well, in one hand, yes, and in the other hand, not so much. But we try to be positive.
We're trying to keep a positive attitude on this. We've come too far to kind of give up on it.
Yeah, we've had a few challenges over the last couple of years, and right now we're hoping not to let this pandemic kind of flatten us out.
Yeah, well, nobody certainly saw this one coming, that's for sure.
No, we didn't. So we're in the process right now of setting up a website. We have an IT person setting up our website. So I guess in one thing that's going to change for us in a different way of merchandising, I guess.
That may be a positive, as you said.
Yes, yeah. Well, we're going to try to take our positives little as they are and run with them. So that's one of the things that we're looking into and we hope to have up and running within the next couple of weeks. As far as anything else, like we leave our Facebook page open as an open forum, and if people are looking for something, we try to accommodate and come in and so they can pick up repairs, say, or if they need a gift for somebody. Like, we do try to accommodate that.
So many people hurting in so many ways. Any before we end this interview, any words of wisdoms or final thoughts that you have about the whole thing?
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. just try and keep your spirits up. I mean, eventually, you know, things will level out as they have in the past. And we are all in this together, so we're not the only ones that feel this way.
Yeah,
just keep positive.
Yeah. Stay Cape Breton strong.
Yes.
Well, Jovita, Camille, thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.